exciting week for our guys and getting back to playing football. It's always interesting as you go through and you sort through which team that you're going to end up playing. As coaches, we kind of threw down some guess, and the unanimous choice at the very beginning of that game was going to be Furman, and that's what we're playing. So, you know, a program that's got a long storied history and you know, a good track record, and so we're excited, and it'll be great competition for this Saturday. So, questions?
Coach, is there any team that you would compare Furman to that your squad has gone against recently?
Well, it's a little bit difficult. I mean, every school is different. But I do think, you know, the baseline that we have is, you know, we have played two SoCon schools, Georgia Southern and Wofford, and I know they beat both of them. And so you've got a very talented football team that we're going to be playing.
How different is this team since they don't run the triple option, though, like those two mm-hmm. you just mentioned, to do what they did in the SoCon this year?
Well, you know, I think it's an indication they really know who they are and what they're about, and they leverage their strengths, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, Wofford really didn't run option football last year. It was a non-conventional offense. This is a challenging offense from the standpoint they do, you know, traditional two-back running game plays, which we don't see very much of, and then they get into spread things, and there's quarterback run elements. So a lot to contend with.
About their size, it looks like you have a rather advantage in the physical.
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult to say when you watch them on tape and then you see the numbers here. I remember last year there were a couple teams that we played. We looked at these numbers here and we got on the field. For some reason, they seemed to be bigger than what was done on the numbers. I can tell you this off of tape, they look bigger than their numbers are there.
Talk a little bit about the health of Marcus Williams and why we picked him to do.
Well, it certainly helped. He's out practicing. I wouldn't say, you know, that he was at 100%. We'll find out a lot more today. It'll be a little bit difficult to judge. We're going to be practicing outside today to see what kind of movement Marcus really has. But, you know, I felt like he's made progress last week, and so it was encouraging. I know he feels a lot better about his knee.
What is your practice schedule this week?
We're going to practice today and tomorrow, Wednesday, and then Thursday.
You mean outside, inside?
We'll be outside today and tomorrow, and then we'll be inside hopefully sometime on Wednesday, and then practice inside a light workout on Thursday.
Coach, last year your team seemed to embrace practicing outside. You know, you had a farm show going on and stuff like that. I know it's tough. If you'd rather be inside, but you know, do they kind of get a kick out of it at all, or?
No, not really. Appreciate your comments there, but no, not really. Next question.
What is the challenge of practicing outside when it's a winter storm warning?
I didn't know it was winter storm warning. That's what happens when you come to work at 6 in the morning and you just go to work. I know this is we got a big ball game we're getting prepared to win.
This team is on a 5-game winning streak, 6 of their last 7. Is there a reason for that?
Well, their quarterback play is significantly improved. They didn't have him for a while, and that's going to have a big impact. And I think they're playing with a lot of confidence, and they've beaten some good ball clubs. And sometimes nothing builds success like a little bit of success. And so they're playing smart, good football right now.
I think they have a return touchdown in 5 straight games. Can you guard against that? I mean, you can't play safe football.
No. Well, it's a challenge, and it certainly makes you aware the explosiveness that they have. And those are big, big game changers, and we've got to do the best that we can not to have it. And on the flip side, we've got to have some big returns.
Speaking of that, the Alabama game the other night, field goal at the end. Some people are criticizing Alabama for not having some athletes on the field to catch that kid. Do you guys have contingency for that?
No, you tell the kicker to make sure that they don't have a chance to return the guy. And if you guys remember in the championship game, that was the discussion that I had with Adam Keller, to make sure that you kick it past the guy. It's scary because to protect a field goal, you need big guys up front, and you're usually not so concerned about their coverage ability, because most of the time the ball is going to be kicked out. And so if you try to jerry-rig your protection, then you're going to get a ball blocked. And so the thoughts are is get the ball down, get it kicked, and kick it out. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But when I saw it, yeah, you know, that's a scary thought, because I look at our guys, and we practice it some, but you can practice that all you want to. If you got a couple of our big offensive linemen who are not the fleetest of foot trying to tackle a guy, it's a scary proposition.
Had you ever seen a game end like that before?
No. I've seen it happen before. I think the Bears returned one, but I've never seen a game end like that. Certainly was memorable for me.
Where guys last week, did you give the guys a couple days off, Craig, or how did you kind of handle them last week?
Last week it was important to we spent a little bit more time in the weight room. Reviewed our tape. Typically, we practice on Monday. We did not practice on Monday. We did give them Thanksgiving off and Friday off, and then they had a chance to come back. We had a pretty good practice on Saturday.
Ryan Smith's got that Greeno bloodline and all those Greeno coaches in South Dakota. What's your experience with that family?
Well, I've heard a lot of things about his grandfather. A fierce competitor, and I remember his mom giving me some pointers on where she thought that Ryan would best be suited to play on our football team, and they were, she thought he'd be a better defensive back. I can tell you the competitive nature that Ryan has, throw out pound for pound, he's the most fierce competitor we have on our football team. That's a dangerous statement, but everything he does is about excelling at the highest level. And whether that's in his bloodline or whether it's just Ryan Smith, I just know that's how he is.
Sounds like Raleigh Greeno. Raleigh was one of the fiercest competitive coaches I've seen.
I wasn't around as far as his coaching nature, but I've heard stories. I can tell you this, Ryan Smith doesn't matter if he's playing tiddlywinks, he wants to win. I don't really think so. I think they're both made, they have some differences about them. But, Zach is a talented player that, was handcuffed when he first got here because he suffered so many injuries. And I think he's starting to hit his stride. What's becoming apparent, though, is when you have two really gifted players at the wide receiver spot, now you can do so many different things on defense. If there's one big guy out there, you can do some things coverage-wise to neutralize that guy. But when you have two big playmakers like that, that's really helping both of them.
Don wants to know why you're not wearing yellow on yellow.
Really? Really, Don?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Do you notice a mood change in practice on Saturday, or will you notice it tonight that, okay, it's postseason now?
I noticed it Saturday. These guys are excited about playing. There's nothing like playoffs. And, practice last week, they were good, but they didn't know who they were going to be playing. Now they know who they're playing. And I could tell a different bounce in their step, and I know our guys are excited.
Coach, looking at the numbers, it looks like this team has forced 31 fumbles or something like that. Is there anything that you've noticed on film? Are they really trying to strip the ball? Or is that
well, they certainly coach that up well, and I think it's also an indication of athleticism and explosion. Typically, when you have more athletes around the football and you're putting your hat on it and stripping it and guys are running around, you're going to get the ball out more, and that's been a big key to their success. We'll have to do a great job safeguarding the football.
You mentioned their two-back sets, coaches. When they run that stuff, is it mostly power stuff, or are they kind of attacking the edges?
Well, both. They ran some speed option last week, against South Carolina State. But there's elements that are very similar to our offense, but then there's some slight differences. But, anymore, if you're a linebacker and you line up and you see a quarterback under center with a fullback and a tailback, you just think it's an illegal formation. And our defense is going to have to get set and ready to play that style of offense.
But at least your scout team, I'm guessing, knows how to run some of that, so that probably helps.
Well, some of it, and then also the replication that we've had during spring ball and fall camp helps.
Okay. Jesse Hines' health, is he close to playing, or what do you know about him?
I'd say, you know, when I was talking with our trainers and sports medicine people, I'd say it would be doubtful, but it's a no. It's not a no. If I knew it was no, I'd just say no, but they'd say it'd be a little bit of a stretch right now. May be able to suit up, but, you know, it'd be emergency at best.
Is he the only guy? I mean, outside of Grant, of course.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, we're fairly healthy, Jeff.
Coach, talk about Sam Ogiri. You know, he's seemingly gotten better and better every year, reached 8,000-yard season, and a little bit more burst than that.
Well, I've noticed a significant difference in his burst. You know, I think he had a really good summer and put on some good lean muscle mass. He's gotten faster. And typically when your team is improving each year, it's most of the time it's because those seniors are having their best year on their last year. And we have several of those guys that are like that. I think we mentioned a couple names in here, but Sam's certainly one of those guys. I think he's having his best year. It's been encouraging to see what he's done. And the ability to keep a fresh running back out there has had a significant difference, too.
Did you pay attention to see how any of the playoff games shake out, like South Dakota State, Northern Arizona, or any of that? Or is that you just...
Well, I think it's an indication of the Missouri Valley strength when you have two teams in, and I don't know how many teams in the Big Sky got in there. We're just hopeful we can beat Furman. And that's what we're focused on, but I was certainly happy to see South Dakota State do as well as what they've done.
Greg, you've excelled at getting players out of the Twin Cities, Marcus Williams and Billy Turner and the like. How important has that been to the program? Mm-hmm. Do you see that continuing?
Well, it's a really critical area for us, Scotty, because of the population base and the number of players and our alumni. And, many years, the battleground there is us in Northern Iowa, and those names that you said right there, a lot of those guys I know were heavily recruited by Northern Iowa. We were fortunate that they chose NDSU, and there's a lot of reasons why we're where we're at, but that's one of the reasons without question.
Coach,